Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be taking a deeper look into the CompTIA certifications. CompTIA offers a lot of different certifications, and if you're new to the cybersecurity space, a CompTIA certification is probably the best way to go. If you listened to my last episode last week, then you know that I took a deeper look into the core certs that are offered by CompTIA. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the infrastructure certs. There are a lot of pros and cons, and I want to talk about these in this episode. I have personally never held any of the infrastructure certs, but at one point, I seriously considered the Network Plus cert. Let's take a deeper look. Before we jump into the episode, let me update you on a few things. First off, I now officially have two episodes where I have interviewed guests. I go deep into the conversation with my guests and really do think you'll find something valuable in each of those episodes. One of the interviews is with Christian Espinosa, a cybersecurity expert and best-selling author. My other interview is with John Lund, a Microsoft Azure cloud expert. I really enjoyed interviewing both of my guests, and I hope you get something valuable out of these episodes. Don't forget to share with your friends and family. Next, we've just crossed over 1,614 downloads. I have a goal of getting to 2,500 by the end of the year. A little under, 900 left? I'm going to try to challenge myself to get there before fall starts. There's roughly, we're right at the end of July, so that leaves the entire month of August. A little under eight weeks. So lots to do, 900 downloads. But I do have a bunch of episodes planned out, but creating them has been a little bit more challenging. I'm going to try to get two out. This is one of them, and then I'm going to try to get another one out in the next couple of days. And so I hope you really enjoy these episodes. And I appreciate your guys' support. I appreciate everybody that's downloading and listening to the podcast. It is fueling me up and motivating me to keep going. The podcast is a big part of what I see my brand and my channels and everything that I'm working on, right? So I am investing heavily into the podcast. And so stay tuned because I got a lot of content coming out between now and the end of the year. I have almost all my content already planned out between now and the end of summer. And so I hope you're enjoying it. I'm going to just keep crushing it here. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me there at apetechda. I actually just grew. I had almost grew by 100 followers in the last week. And so I'm very active there. I'm very energized, right? And so if you want to reach out, Twitter is probably the best place. And also, if you enjoy the cybersecurity content, but you feel like you want a little bit more, right? Maybe you want a little bit more video. Maybe you just want those 15, 30, 60 second videos. TikTok's going to be the place for you to check me out. I post even more content on there about cybersecurity that you might enjoy. And so check me out at ApeTechDA is there on there as well. So I'm doing a lot of stuff across different mediums. So make sure you check out apetech.me/social is where you're going to get all the details. All right, enough of the updates. Let's get into the episode. In the last episode, we explored the core certifications that CompTIA offers. These are a great starter cert for those looking to start a career in IT. But in today's episode, we're going to explore some slightly more advanced and slightly more specialized certs. If you've been in IT for a while, or maybe you want to increase your IT chops/skills, these three certs that we're going to be talking about today are going to be perfect for you. I've been in IT for almost 11 years now, and based on the titles of these certs, I can tell you they are valuable. The certs in the infrastructure category are Cloud Plus, Linux Plus, and Server Plus. Each of these topics are much in demand within the world of IT. And if you've been wanting to jump into any of these categories, these are the perfect certifications for you to get. All right, let's start with the first cert, which is the Cloud Plus cert. When I was getting my Security Plus cert, this specific certification didn't exist yet. I'm excited that it does, though, because as more and more companies depend on the cloud to not only run their business, but to also build their businesses on, virtually every company in 2021 and beyond uses a cloud-powered service in one way or another. it's almost impossible not to depend or rely on some sort of cloud service to get things done. If you're in IT and you've been wanting to explore the world of the cloud but just didn't know where to start, look no further. This cert is an entry-level cert and will cover the basics such as cloud security, cloud architecture, and cloud deployment. The exam's a little bit more expensive when compared to the core infrastructures, the core certs, right? Those were in the 100 range. These are going to be in the $338 range. But the return on investment is really good. If you're thinking of taking any AWS, Azure, or GCP certs, this Cloud Plus cert might be a great way to get your feet wet without taking too much risk. With respect to cons, the only con I can think of is even if you get the cert, you're really not going to be guaranteed like a job or a bump in salary or anything like that, right? This is really based on what I was reading and the objectives and those kind of things. Like, it really is like an introductory like type of thing where it's enough to just get your wet your palate, right? Get you introduced, get your curiosity going, but it's not going to engrave any specific skills that are going to be super valuable. Right. You're still going to learn a lot of good stuff and you're still going to be more valuable than if you didn't do it. But if you really want to go deep into the cloud, doing the AWS, Azure, or GCP specialized certifications are probably going to be the best way to go. But again, if you're just kind of new and you're curious and you want to get into the cloud, this is the cert for you. So those are those pros and cons. The next certification is the Linux Plus cert. I'm really excited about this one because I really love Linux, but I feel like I don't use it enough to be really good at it. I know my way around the command line, but I could always use a little bit more knowledge. What is great about Linux is that it is used everywhere, and the skills you learn here can provide a lot of value. I've used Linux a lot throughout my career, and I don't know where I would be had I not first been introduced to Linux in my second programming class in college. Although I will admit, I was completely lost because I had never used a computer without a mouse. And just staring at a blinking terminal was super scary to me. So it's not for everybody, but if you're in the IT world, then you probably have worked or will be working with Linux at some point in your life. The Linux Plus cert prepares you for system administrative tasks such as managing servers, the cloud, and virtualization technologies. Another great thing covered by this exam is the Linux security. While the operating system itself is pretty secure, you can leverage the security of Linux to secure other services or products. And finally, the last thing I want to touch here is that the cert covers scripting and automation. I want to point this out because most of my experience with Linux has been through some sort of automation, like development scripts that I've made. The exam is also $338, and while most jobs will probably not care about the certification, it is still a good thing to have. Many IT jobs rely on Linux, and being an expert in that environment can give you an edge. So this is where I want to talk a little bit about the certificate and like the stigma behind it, right? So a lot of IT pros, they take pride in their Linux skills, right? So while having a certification is going to help, if you're interviewing with somebody that's like really hardcore in the Linux space, this cert, it's more like a joke, right? It's not going to be something that's going to be well respected by true Linux aficionados. If the hiring manager is just like an IT manager and then they just care about having skilled employees, then and they're not passionate about Linux, then I think the cert is really going to help, right? I think it'll be a lot more valuable because it'll help convey that expertise to that potential employer that you do know your stuff, right? So you just kind of want to be careful because I think it's going to be a catch-22 depending on who you're interviewing with. But from my experience and just interviewing with folks in the IT industry for years, if somebody is really passionate about Linux, they're going to ask you questions that are much deeper than what this exam is going to probably cover, right? And so you're going to want to learn to love Linux and really engulf yourself into this environment, right? It's completely different than any other operating system out there. And so, yeah, so it's not one of these things where if you just take the Linux Plus cert, none of these are going to be silver bullets, really. But just know that the Linux community is really, there's a lot of fan dumb to it, right? And so jumping into the world of Linux is going to probably require a commitment on your end, because it is going to be a specialized community and one that takes it very seriously. So if you're jumping and you're wanting to get your BYOD with Linux, you're going to want to start here, but you're going to want to invest more. All right. And the last certification is the Server Plus Cert. I've never heard anything about this cert, so I'm excited to learn more and share with you. I worked on servers for a good portion of my IT career. I worked on Linux servers and Microsoft servers and pretty much everything in between, although there's not much. The Server Plus Cert is marketed as a certification if you want that you want to get if you are managing on-premise servers or if you work at a data center. In either case, I can see the cert being extremely valuable as more and more of the world goes to the cloud. Having the skills outlined in the cert will definitely help. And in case you're wondering, the cloud is just someone else's server. So a lot of those cloud things, you still depend on servers. So instead of setting up your own server, you rent server resources. That's really all the cloud is. So some of the things covered by the cert are installing and configuring physical servers. This is a lot of fun, and I've configured a couple servers over my career. You also have to learn/know server administration, which is closely related to the Linux and networking certs. Finally, from a cybersecurity perspective, you learn how to protect the servers by having disaster recovery plans in place and other important artifacts. The cert, like all the other ones in this category, is also $338, and I feel like it's an okay value. If I had a pick, though, I'd rather get the Network Plus and the Linux Plus certs instead. The Server Plus is more specialized, so unless you're gonna, all you want to do is manage servers, I wouldn't recommend it. With Network Plus and Linux Plus, you can leverage your skills in other areas within IT, right? With Network Plus, you don't have to just do servers, right? You can jump into cybersecurity and kind of just have a really solid understanding of networking, right? You can even do development and, again, just really have a really solid understanding of how networks work and how data moves across the pipeline. And with Linux, similar story, right? You can leverage Linux as a developer. You can leverage Linux as a IT professional, right? Whether you're an administrator or developing scripts or doing cybersecurity, right? Linux is going to be super valuable. But with the server, right, I feel like you just pigeonholed into just working with servers, which is great, but unless you're physically on site, or if you're using like an ILO, which allows you to have backdoor access, like, it'll still be valuable. It's not something that I would want to like wake up every morning and go, oh, I'm going to work on servers, so I should need the Server Plus cert. So anyways, those are my two cents. Everybody's situation is different, so take my advice with a grain of salt. But yeah, if I had to put, I'm sharing my experience. If I was new and I'm looking at this and I'm just evaluating my options, I would encourage you to look at Network Plus and Linux Plus and put more weight on those, and then get the Server Plus if you have time or if you have extra budget. Anyways, there you have it, your overview of CompTIA's infrastructure certifications. There are many more exams to cover, but we're going to leave that for future episodes, right? I decided to break this up into four episodes. I'm currently writing the third one, and so that's going to be published a little later this week, so make sure you stay tuned, because the next up, we're going to be covering the cybersecurity-specific certs. So this is the second episode, and just a reminder, if you haven't listened to my previous episode, you're going to want to listen to that one, as I covered the first set of certifications offered by CompTIA. Do you currently have any of these certs? I personally have the Security Plus, but I let it expire because I didn't really need it for my current line of work. Are you planning on getting any of these certifications? I'd love to hear from you. And if there's anything I can do to help you prepare for these exams, please let me know. If you look on Amazon, you'll find books for each of these exams that will help you prepare. If you're not sure if a certification is right for you, please feel free to reach out. I'd be more than happy to discuss with you and determine what is best for you based on your specific needs. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me, and see you in the next one.